بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question: what is the philosophy of fasting, or what are the consequences of fasting? Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
We promised to talk about the wisdom behind fasting in this program. Of course, there can be many philosophies, many wisdoms, and we are not able to mention all of them. The other point is that what we know about the wisdoms behind fasting and philosophy are not limited to the ones that we know. And this is a very important point because in some cases, some people, they look for all the philosophies for all the acts of worship. It is true that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do as obligations and has forbidden us to be away from, they have, complete philosophy and wisdom. But it doesn't mean that if, for example, we do not know what is the philosophy of the morning prayer being in 2 rak'ah, then we shouldn't, na'udhu billah, say our prayer. When we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-wise, He is al-hakim, then it means that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, it is out of His wisdom, out of His hikmah. So the philosophies and the wisdoms, which sometimes are mentioned for, some of the acts of worship, and it is interesting to know that we have some special books regarding this issue. For example, Ilal al-Shara'i', the reasons for the acts of worship, or for jurisprudential issues by Sheikh al-Saduq. But again, I want to repeat that it is not the case that we know all the philosophies for all the religious actions that we have, although we are certain, we are sure that all of them are based on the divine wisdom. When Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the wisdom behind fasting, he replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting obligatory so that the poor and the rich would be the same. So this is a very important philosophy and wisdom. Imam continues, this is because the rich does not feel the pain of hunger to be able to understand and show mercy to the poor. Whenever he wants something, it is available to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted His creation to be equal, for the rich to feel the pain of hunger so that He is kind to weak and show mercy to the poor. You know that there is a difference between knowing something and feeling something. The rich know that there are hungry people, but now must fast to experience real hunger and thirst.
Here's a breakdown of what happens to your body when you fast in each stage of the 30 days of fasting. Stage 1. During the first couple of days of fasting, both blood sugar level and blood pressure drop. The body starts the cleansing process. And the first few days are the hardest as they are usually accompanied with headaches, dizziness, nausea, and intense hunger. Stage 2. During the second stage, the body becomes accustomed to the fasting schedule and the digestive system is able to rest. The digestive system focuses its energy on cleansing the body and healing the cells as the white blood cells in the body start to become more active. During this stage, the organs start their repair process as well. Stage 3. By the third stage, energy levels will have increased, your mind is able to concentrate better, and an overall feeling of wellness overtakes you. During fasting, the body's healing process becomes a lot more efficient, and so the body repairs any damaged cells during this stage. During this stage, the colon, liver, kidney, lungs, and skin are detoxing by eliminating toxins. Stage 4. During the last 10 days of fasting in Ramadan, the body has become accustomed to the fasting process. Your body becomes more energetic and you experience improved memory and concentration. At this stage, the organs are finishing up their healing process, and once all toxins are removed, the body is able to function at its maximum capacity. These are just some of the physical benefits of fasting that will take place within the body. But the spiritual benefits this month are far greater than anything mentioned here. شمع لمماتي يا ربي دعاتي تقبلها عطول رمضان ندى رحمة من ربنا نعمة.
Also, this hunger reminds both rich and the poor of their hunger and thirst on the Day of Judgment, a reminder which can have powerful effect on a person's soul. The next point is that one feels his weakness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would become more humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this can be only one of the philosophies for fasting. There might be many other philosophies. As I mentioned, there is no doubt about the fact that in a year, in one month, when we are fasting, we see that, I mean, all the practicing Muslims, they feel that the opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more during the holy month of Ramadan compared to the other month. During this month, many people put a portion of their time for acts of worship, for recommended actions. For example, for recitation of the Noble Book of Quran. As we all know, to recite one verse in the holy month of Ramadan is equal to reciting the whole Quran in other month. And alhamdulillah, it is a good tradition and practice in Muslim countries that at least they recite one juz, one part of the Noble Book of Quran each day, out of 30 parts of the Noble Book of Quran. So in the whole month of Ramadan, they do a khatm of the Noble Book of Quran, which means that they recite the whole Quran from beginning to the end. So the Quran has more than 6,000 verses, and it means that it is as if they have completed the recitation of the Noble Book of Quran more than 6,000 times in other month. So this is a very important point regarding the fact that the holy month of Ramadan provides people with such opportunities because people themselves feel more attracted and interested in such acts of worship. And also we can refer to the physical benefits of fasting for many people. As I mentioned, it is also one of the great effects of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. But it's not on the top of the list. It is one of the least advantages of fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Inshallah, in the following session, I will talk about the benefits of fasting. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.